alum water and salt water and wash our hands where we had bad sores on.
Well, if you were in a war or something, and a bullet might go right through your arm, you say you have a what?
A bullet through my arm.
It'd be a what would be left would be
a bullet hole, wouldn't it?
And that the bullet hole would be a, would you call it something? What would it be you call
a
it?
A wound.
What's that word?
A wound, wouldn't it be a bullet wound?
And now, if you got a wound like that, you know, and it didn't heal right, you might get a little white granular grainy kind of stuff right around the edge of it.
Well, that would be grangine.
Have you ever heard that? You know, have you ever heard it called something else?
No, I ain't. Not that.
Some kind of flesh?
I've heard it called proud flesh.
Is that the same thing as gangrene?
I don't know where it's is the same as gangrene or not, because I don't know where it is not.
Well, sometimes it has to be cut out or something.
Yeah, it has to be cut out and cut away and treated and burnt off.
Well, what's the thing you might have in your medicine chest with a skull and crossbones, a little bottle, dark color bottle?
Well, that'd be clear chrome. I got that, you know, it's poison.
Well, there's a little brown liquid stuff that steams so bad you might have. You put it on your finger if you cut it.
Well, that's iodine. I got iodine and macrylicone.
And what's the stuff that that's a white bitter powder that comes in capsules and you have to take it?
Quinine.
What's that?
Quinine.
And if a man was shot and he didn't recover, you say that he
died.
And is there any way to say that? If any other terms for that? If you don't want to hurt somebody's feelings or remind them of it.
Say he passed away or something like that. That's all I could think of.
Some other things besides passed away?
Sorry you lost your companion, or sorry he passed out or something like that. Passed away.
Well, now what about if it was somebody that was an old crook and everybody in the town, you know,
hated him
and he died? What would you say?
Well, I don't know. I'd just say I was sorry for his folks for the way he lived and done. I'd be sorry for them because he.
Well, would you say he died or he did something else?
I don't know. I wouldn't say that he killed himself. I don't know. Wouldn't know. I ain't gonna say that about nobody.
Would you say he kicked the bucket or something?
Yeah. Well, some of them do, and he passed away. I'd say he passed away.
But what's some other things you could say if you did? If nobody liked.
He kicked the bucket, or he left a slice knife or something.
And you say, would you say somebody left you if you loved him?
Well, yeah, I'd say that. He left, which he did. He's gone for good, you know. There's no way that if you didn't. When you die, which you're going to die just like I'm going to die, and you're going to, we'll be dead.
Was there any real crude way to say he died?
Not as I know of. Because now we can't be like Christ. You know, he died for the sins of the world. And then rose the third day. He told his disciples that they just went to sleep on him, trying to tell him that he had a short while to do what work he had to do here.
They didn't know what they were.
No, they didn't.
Well, if we were talking about somebody that died, you might say, he's been dead a week, and nobody's yet figured out what he
did.
But if you're thinking about the cause of the death, you say, nobody's yet figured out what he...
What he done. What happened to him.
Would you say what he
died with? Yeah, you could say that.
And what's the place that people are buried?
Cemetery.
Is there any older name for that?
Graveyards, he used to call it.
Is there any difference in a